It's the Grease Man Show on 94 WISP. Call toll-free 1-800-544-9294. It's your direct number to the one and only Grease Man Show.
All right, let's proceed with Vigor. Hi, right, it's Grease. What's cooking?
Grease?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a drinking problem.
You have a drinking problem?
Yeah.
How old are you?
17.
Well, how much you drinking?
Like a couple beers, and I kind of like get drunk. And
well, what do your parents say when you come reeling through the door?
Oh.
Hmm?
I don't know. They're not like home all the time.
Yeah. There you have it. There's the end result. Both parents out slaving away. And where's little Chauncey? He's home prying open the liquor cabinet.
Mm.
Sitting there drinking his beers. Is he working on his SATs? No. Is he working on that science project? No. Is he thumbing through his guidance counselor's book of colleges to decide which one he'll apply? No. No, he's got the bottle tilted back. Well, knock it off, son. Let me be your dad for a day. Knock it off.
Really?
No more boozing. No more boozing. Take care of your little brother. Sounds like he just put a fresh load in his underwear. And do something helpful, for crying out loud. Do something helpful. Hi, it's Grease.
Hello, Mr. Grease.
Yes.
How you doing?
Fine.
Got a problem.
Go ahead.
Okay, man, I'm a nympho. All the way. And it's just with my wife, okay? I mean, we've been married for 7 years.
All right, well, there's no problem with that. Tear it up. Whatever you guys want to do, you should do.
And, well, it's not like that. She doesn't like to do it as much as I do. I mean, I call her on the phone and tin hut, you know? I come through the door, tin hut. I go get in the shower, and she comes in, tin hut, you know?
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but that's sometimes just the way it works out in life. You must have known that when you were engaged, that she wasn't as eager as you were. But you chose to look at the side, said maybe it'll change once we got married, and only got worse once you got married.
No, she was about the same way when I first met her.
Well, then she's not going to change. This is the way she is. You like 5 or 6 sessions a day, she can handle 1 a week. Thank you. And even then, reluctant. Reluctant.
Right.
I remember the time I caught my daddy coming out of a cat house. I said, "Father, this place, these people." Daddy said, "Son, I would rather have the enthusiastic performance of a paid professional than the dignified acquiescence of your mother." Chum, not much you can do, buddy. Not much you can do. Should have thought about it when you hitched up. Because there's a lot of people out there that like action. It seems like the people never seem to find each other. You know, here's a guy ready to go, and there's his wife, blasé. I see it the other way around, a woman hungry for action, the husband, what's the ball game on? I'm telling you, when I'm having my post-show bone dry, and I'm sitting there in the bar room, oh my God. There's one guy that's kind of a semi-regular where we go have the post-show bone dry. And he started dating a girl with a bit of a reputation. I mean, we all knew she'd been around by her own admission. She'd seen numerous ceilings in her life. By her own admission. She was no stranger to the posturpedic. And we were kind of surprised when our buddy came in and announced not only their engagement, but he told me the night before, she detailed every person with whom she has ever been intimate. Every detail, every guy's name. He looked at me proudly and said, "Now that's what I call honesty." I looked at him and I said, "That's what I call a good memory, buddy."
Dr. Kevorkian's worst patient. It's the Grease Man.
1-800-544-9294 is my phone. My fax is 213-850-0986. Stand by for more of the Grease Man Show.